CCBR, your local community radio podcasts.
Rachel Gallagher reporting on behalf of TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I am at Gray's Library, and it's that time of year when we have the Essex Book Festival Local Authors Fair. It's Thurrock Local Authors Fair, and there's a lot of authors here today. You can probably hear the noise, everyone's chatting away to each other, and I am with Jacqueline Ashdown, who has written a book called Craven's Story. Hi Jacqueline.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, so tell me, what's your relationship with Thurrock?
I've lived here all my life. I'm in my 60s now, so it's quite a long time.
It's quite a long time, yes, yeah. And what book have you written, or what's inspired you to write, or what's your...
I've always written short stories for my own children when they were younger, and now they're older and grown up. They encouraged me to send some of them off to have published.
Oh wow, okay, right. And so how many books have you got published?
This is my first.
Okay, have you got more?
I have just sent another one off to the publisher, so okay. I'm just waiting on that one.
So tell us a little bit about this one called Craven's Story.
Craven's Story is a short story about a 10-year-old boy whose circumstances at home change quite drastically, and it just follows his journey of the changes in his life, leaving his friends behind, making new, very unexpected friendships.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's a story that it's meant to be short. It's for children who maybe don't want to read larger books put them off.
Yeah.
Reading shorter stories, working with children as I do,
yeah.
I found the shorter stories, they get through, they get that sense of achievement that they've actually read a whole book,
yeah.
And that encourages them to want to read another one. So
yeah.
I'm keeping them to short stories.
Yeah. So what sort of age group are you aiming at for this?
This one is for age 8+.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, great. Where can they buy your book?
They can buy it on Amazon, most well-known books stores online.
Yeah.
I'm actually pleased to say it's made it pretty much around the world at the moment.
Oh, excellent. It was lovely having you here at the local authors fair.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's lovely. So, one other question I'm going to ask you. So, having lived in Thurrock, what do you like most about Thurrock?
What do I like most about Thurrock? Well, things are changing in Thurrock so much all the time. I mean, obviously, we've got a fantastic library here, which is the hub. But yeah, I mean, sort of, you know, different things really. Community, there are still quite a lot of people in Thurrock my age that have kind of stuck around rather than moving on. That kind of spirit.
Okay, that's good. It's good. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, and I wish you well in your writing journey.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.